Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio. Hey everybody, welcome to Direct Message with A Creative DC. We're live on Full Service Radio, broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. As always, I'm your host. I'm Morgan West. I'm founder and director of the A Creative DC Project. You may have seen A Creative DC on IG or on Twitter. We're at A Creative DC. And we promote creative community and creative economy to an audience of about 100,000 across social altogether. And we have a 1 million strong hashtag feed on Instagram alone, meaning that when you scroll through the A Creative DC feed, you're accessing perspective on and from this city. And the reason that we're so excited about that number, that 1 million number, is because that's 1 million pieces of content created by and from the people and projects who populate this city digitally and IRL. So this project, we work to shift perception of creative Washington, D.C., like what that looks like and who's here. And there is just 0% chance that we could do that alone. We're one of many, many projects working to that end. And really, A Creative D.C. is here to just amplify the content that goes into that hashtag feed. This podcast, Direct Message on Full Service, is just one of the new media ways that we amplify and that we try to do that. So if you happen to skip last week's episode, I gotta say it's a good one. There's some good information in there. We talked all about some events and projects that are happening this month, this September in Washington, D.C. And this week we're kind of keeping that theme going. So we're staying on that train. We are in studio today with our guest, Marcella Kriebel. Marcella, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God. So so excited you're here. And actually, you are like my first guest. You are like A Creative DC's first guest after our like little summer hiatus situation. And so it's like so lovely to be in this room with like another person. So just a little bit of background for all of you listeners. Marcella is an artist and she's an illustrator. She's an author of two cookbooks, actually, Comida Cubana and Mi Comida Latina. They are gorgeous and they are watercolored and lettered and just like truly such beautiful pieces of art. They are always at the top of my list when someone asks about like what is a good like made in DC gift. Like
Thank you. This is it. Yeah.
But I digress. I could talk about these cookbooks for the entire segment. We should do that
at a later date.
But Marcella is truly someone who makes it happen. So I say that Marcella makes it happen career wise. So she hosts like monthly watercolor workshops. She has a deep, I was like looking for the good adjective. It's a deep online shop. This is how I'm choosing to describe it, of prints and cards and framed works. At this point, you're like, where? How can I see all of these beautiful cookbooks, etc.? I will drop the URL. She is at marcellakriebel.com. That's M-A-R-C-E-L-L-A. And Kriebel is K-R-I-E-B-E-L.com. She's on social at her name as well. Absolutely follow. But Marcella, also, you can get at her like digitally in so many ways, right?
Yes.
But she also has an IRL shop and an IRL presence. Marcella has a studio and retail space on the Arts Walk at Monroe Street Market, which is over in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Northeast DC, if you're just visiting and listening in. And in addition to all of this, she is like most recently, latest project status. Marcella is founder of Brooklyn Exchange. So that's a pop-up marketplace. It's all set for September 20th.
Yes.
That is soon.
It is soon, coming up
so
next
soon.
Thursday.
Single digits days away.
Seriously.
So everyone, mark your calendar. Brooklyn Exchange is a pop-up marketplace happening September 20th, again, on the Arts Walk in Brooklyn, so like adjacent and at Marcella's studio. There are, at last count, over 40 vendors involved. This is a big, big thing. I'm like really excited to spend kind of the bulk of our time talking about that. But you know, we have to talk about you.
Hey,
you're here.
You just covered everything. I don't need to say a thing.
It's not true. Well, I'm like really excited to talk about career and full-time artists and what that looks like for you. We're going to get started right now. Marcella,
yes.
Welcome again
Hey.
To Direct Message.
again, a pleasure. So happy to be here.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you know, I did. I like laid down your bio. So let's like really dive into that, because what that all, you know, if we sum that up in like, you know, a few words, Marcella is a full-time artist. So please,
I have been
break it down.
A self-employed artist for over 5 years now.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. I moved to DC to be an art handler in museums, both public and private. Did that contractually for about 2 years, and that was following an internship at the American Art Museum. So I moved to DC to do museum stuff. That's what I thought my career path was, as a double major in studio art and cultural anthropology.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, that's so DC. You
it
came
is.
To work in the Smithsonian.
Yeah. And it still is a shining star. I mean, I miss not being there all the time. but I'm so stoked that I can work for myself and get up and do what's on my punch list every day.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah,
so and let's really like let's talk about that punch list. So I would love to know, and this is such a broad question, so please jump in on this any way you would like, but so how do you do it? Like, how do you make being a full-time artist in Washington, D.C. work?
Break it down.
Yeah.
The number one piece of advice I have for artists that want to make it is not to pigeonhole your services, to have multiple avenues of revenue. So if something dries up, you can pivot and place your focus on something different. So my model is, as an illustrator, I offer retail. So I do open edition prints of my artwork. I have a series called Illustrated Feast, which is this mix and match open edition of watercolors. So they're all 9x12. They're fabulous in a small setting, in urban setting. Here we are in DC. I don't have a lot of wall space. Well, you might have a room for a 9x12, right? If you have a full wall, you could make a whole grid of my prints. So that, from a product standpoint, is a big part of my revenue.
It's very smart.
I also offer those wholesale, and I also have a paper goods line, so stationery, blank greeting cards that are 5x7. Also, people frame those too. So in addition to the retail and the wholesale, I am author and illustrator of those two books that celebrate recipes from my travels. I traveled throughout Latin America as a 20-something, and cooked with people in their homes, gained fluency as a study abroad kid initially, and found cooking a wonderful way to relate to others and learn about cultures. So I was able to keep a sketchbook journal the entire way, illustrating these how-to procedure of, you know, how to make pollo asado or a melange of different ceviches. And so I had all these recipes from my 20s. When I got laid off from that art handling job, I took this project that was on the back burner and created a refined version of these illustrated recipes. So that became my first book. The publisher that picked that up after my successful Kickstarter campaign in 2013 pitched my second book concept to me. So I had the great fortune of not only being a visual artist, but a cookbook author too, which is a cool feather in my cap.
It really is.
I'm not a professionally chef or trained chef, and would never claim to be. I'm a home cook, and I love to relate to people through food. So that's what you see in my Illustrated Feast prints collection, as well as the two cookbooks, Mi Comida Latina and Comida Cubana. So you can find those on Amazon. You can get them on my website if you want a signed copy.
Love it.
So,
wow, that's amazing.
Those are three avenues.
That's three.
And then I do original artwork, like commissions for people, and some commercial stuff. I've done some branding. I just finished up a mural over at Odd Provisions.
Oh,
and then
cute.
I'm
over on 11th Street.
It's true. 11th.
Little grocery.
And, right. Kitty Corner from Room 11.
That's right. Beautiful. Oh, I can't wait to see that.
I'm working on another mural right now at Call Your Mother, which is the new bagel shop to be open this month.
Very exciting.
We all hope. So, you know, in addition to the prints collection and the books, I do commissions. I'm on site making murals. which is fun. It's fun to have a lot of irons in the fire all the time. It also leads to kind of a chaotic life if you don't organize and compartmentalize your time. But you learn to get good at that.
Yeah, really. So. It is a survival skill.
Totally.
That kind of organization and time management. The management of the aforementioned punch list.
Indeed.
Yeah. And so I love this. So your number one piece of advice for full-time artists from artist and illustrator Marcella Kriebel is diversify.
Totally.
Diversify your income stream. I love it. It's brilliant advice. And there's actually one other thing, too, that I want to make sure that we talk about. So you teach as well. So you lead workshops.
I do.
Also food and drink related.
It's true. This has been going on for over 3 years now.
Wow.
I've taught specifically a course called Watercolor and Cocktails, and it's more of an event of sorts. It's as technical as you make it, but I offer basic skills in watercolor, and in theory, you can employ those ideas in this black and white illustration that I provide everybody. And that drawing is a recipe for a cocktail. So when you show up, Gina Tursavani creates that very cocktail for you, and you get to sip on the cocktail and illuminate that recipe in watercolor. And
I love that.
I will, you know, as mentioned, teach you some things and you can ask me more questions and stuff. It's like,
or not,
or just drink.
And that's fine too. Oh, I love that. And what a cool collaboration. For those of you who aren't in and of DC, Gina Tursavani is like an incredible bartender and owner of Buffalo and Bergen. Yeah. And yeah, she's
a mover and a shaker.
Amazing.
I love that. Very creative.
Two of you are perfect together.
Super
So I love that. So thanks for sharing that advice, because it is super helpful, I think, to just always hear like how people kind of break down how they make it happen. And you know, when I was thinking about you coming on, I was really kind of thinking about like, oh, well, like, what are my Marcella stories? And kind of in that vein, I and this is kind of perfect actually before we kind of start talking about Brooklyn Exchange and like vendor stuff. So in A Creative DC, we have a workspace that kind of started out as my personal workspace that is over in Brooklyn, also on the Arts Walk, where Marcella's studio is now. And we used to host pop-ups like all the time. And we would have kind of different artists in there showing work, or, you know, jewelry vendors, et cetera, et cetera. And we kind of ran it, I guess, like a little bit of like a gallery model. So like we would kind of be the ones in there, my studio mate at the time and I. And Marcella was like, hey, I'd love to do a pop-up. And she did this whole beautiful illustrated feast. So these are like the 9x12 art prints that she's talking about, which, by the way, like if you haven't seen the steak that she's done, it is like truly a thing of beauty. It's so good.
Yeah.
But we had Marcella in, and she was kind of like the first artist that we worked with who we were like, okay, yeah, like we're going to be open on Saturday during the farmer's market, and we'll sell your stuff then. And she was like, great, I'll be there. And we're like, what?
We did.
And right. Because for some reason, it was just, Marcella was the first artist who's like, great, I'm going to be there selling my stuff. And when I tell you that it was like financially successful, it was financially successful wildly. And it was because she was in there being the one like hands-on with customers, relating the stories, really kind of being able to give it that, you know, I'm just gonna say hustle, you know, you were in there just giving it the like personal hustle of like moving your product. And I mean, that stuck with me to this day, and that was probably 4 years ago.
I own that description. I hustle, and a big part of that is being the daughter of two self-employed artists. So this stuff is inherent to me. Social media is a tool that my parents didn't have, but I'm, you know, utilizing it as much as I can to really bolster my full-time art career. So that exhibit that we had, that was my first solo show with this series of food-related works. They were all originals, and then I had the prints there, and it was, the prints were in their like baby stage at that point. I think I probably had maybe had 30 or 40. Now I have over 100.
It's incredible.
Some are being retired because I'm releasing new ones all the time. And so it's a fun sort of ebb and flow of subject matter ranging from like blueberries to T-bone steak to Brassica family. And
it's so cool.
All kinds of stuff.
It's like a Topps baseball card collectum situation.
Hard mix and match.
Yeah, you know? Perfect.
Creator series.
So but. Good. All right. Well, okay. So this is great. So now, you know, well, first of all, let me do a brief little pause. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is Direct Message with a Creative DC. We are in studio today with full-time artist, illustrator, cookbook author, and now founder of Brooklyn Exchange, which we're about to jump into. We're here with Marcella Kriebel. So you can check out her work, so much of it food-related, at her website, Marcella, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-A, Kriebel, K-R-I-E-B-E-L.com. Marcella just also mentioned using social media as a tool to kind of help her art career grow and thrive and hustle and do all the things that you need to do to keep things moving. So you can check her out at Marcella Kriebel across all of the channels.
All the things, yeah.
So Marcella, you're somebody who now you have a studio space in Brooklyn where you have space not only to work, but really to sell your goods. And again, to connect with customers, to really kind of have that personal interaction with people that you don't necessarily have if you're just selling online.
Yes.
So let's like work that into Brooklyn Exchange. Yes. Like, I'm so excited to talk about your new project. So kind of just, can you lay down the like what and why of Brooklyn Exchange?
Brooklyn Exchange is a new indie makers market to really support the creative economy, creative commerce here in DC. I could say, you know, the DMV area, we do have some folks from Baltimore, a couple from Arlington that are coming out. Over 40 artists.
It's amazing.
We are so excited to finally host something like this on the Arts Walk, because the Arts Walk is not only home to A Creative DC studio and my studio, but we have 27 spaces there. So we have artists ranging from jewelers to ceramicists to we have a Latella art gallery, so fine art originals, and so many other things. So in addition to all of these makers and artists, we are welcoming over 20 now guest vendors to pop up on the pedestrian-only corridor of the Arts Walk that leads right to the Metro stop, Red Line, Brooklyn Metro, and it goes to 8th Street, and it is on Monroe Street.
Yeah.
So there's your geographic points, but it's like primed and ready to have to support more artists.
Totally. I love that you need brought up the pedestrian walk too.
Yeah, we don't need a permit to close down the street. You know, it is not a street. It is perfectly a pedestrian-only corridor that is connected to this great people mover of ours, right? We've got the Metro right there. So, you know, you get off the escalator, or you get off the Metro, you take a left, you go up the escalator, take one more left, and you're on the Arts Walk.
Just a tiny U-turn, and you're there.
So come visit us, right?
Yeah, that's so exciting. And you're so right. So, like, the Arts Walk is just kind of the perfect venue for this. So not only are there 27 studios who are going to mostly have their doors open, but you've also kind of gathered people from across the city and across the DMV to take part, to sell their wares. And this is just so exciting. I mean, this is like the perfect kind of like end of September, like back to school, like summer's over, like let's go shop and like let's support local.
Right.
So all right. So that's the what. And the why, I love it from the Brooklyn Arts Walk perspective. Mm-hmm. But tell us about tell us about Brooklyn Exchange. Kind of like, what is the why your vendors and the people taking part?
Yeah. So I think because I too am a vendor, I'll start with me, right?
Yeah, please.
As a successful self-employed artist, I feel like I've got a good momentum here, right? I want to create something that's bigger than me and my business to really bolster other art businesses. So that's the personal reason why I want this thing to kind of get off the ground, right?
Yeah, I love it. Because it is opportunity.
Yes.
I mean, for people, again, just to kind of, I feel like I keep kind of going back to this point. I'm sorry. I'm drawn to it like a magnet. But it is that kind of the opportunity for artists and crafters and vendors and makers to like personally connect with a customer
and engage with their audience.
Vital.
I mean, you know, we've talked about it before, the idea that not everyone can have a retail-facing shop, you know, in this city is the reality. I feel quite fortunate to have a workspace that is retail-facing, but the truth of the matter is that a lot of creative people in the district are making cool stuff in their basement, right?
Yeah,
which means we need more venues to sell that stuff as a creative economy. So we have Crafty Bastards coming up, which is awesome. Virginia of Steadfast Supply is heading that, and I'm so proud and excited for her involvement there.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible. But for those of you who aren't familiar with Crafty Bastards, it's like a legacy.
It's our foundational indie craft event here in DC. And I would venture to say there's nothing else like it. It's really big, and they garner all kinds of art, you know, art, design, handmade goods. And I hesitate to say this, but I think it's our only one.
Am I right?
I think you might.
I mean, yeah, that's what I feel like at this point, and that is, you know, one of the reasons, you know, for not to talk about me, but this is like why I'm so excited that Brooklyn Exchange is happening, is because people need kind of this opportunity. There need to be more opportunities to sell. And, you know, I think it's just kind of the community aspect of it, I think, like, can't be overlooked. It's like, it's so wonderful that we have this kind of big landmark event. And then, of course, there are, like, you know, weekend pop-ups, and there are markets, absolutely, that kind of go throughout the year. But this is like, I don't know, there's just something fun about like let's make it like a thing.
Yeah, let's make it a thing. And with that, we're planning to do this in the spring and in the fall. So Brooklyn Exchange is not a one-time event. This is going to be an annual event that we'll see twice annually.
I love that. That's anyway. So great. And also I'm trying to think of, I love that it's in Brooklyn, because certainly let's spread these across the city.
Yes.
Crafty Bastards is going to be in Southwest. Mm-hmm. DC Brown Makers Market is
Holiday Road.
Is over, it will be in December in Northeast. So again, let's talk about diversification. Let's get things everywhere.
Pepper the district with more handmade markets.
Yes, that's what we've been going for. I love that. Okay, so that's the what and the why. And you know what? I think before we talk about the who, who's taking part, we're going to go ahead and cut to break real quick. This is Direct Message with the Creative DC. We're in studio today with Marcella Kriebel. She's an incredible artist and illustrator, and now founder of Brooklyn Exchange, which seeks to pepper the district with to be part of the pepper of the indie craft markets all across Washington, D.C. This is very special and very new. And when we come back after the break, we are going to talk about who's taking part and what you can expect from Brooklyn Exchange on September 20th. All right, we'll be right back. Everyone, welcome back to Direct Message with the Creative DC. We are in full service radio today with Marcella Kriebel. She is an artist, she is an illustrator, she's a cookbook author, she is founder of Brooklyn Exchange. During the break, we were talking about other kind of indie craft market opportunities for people to sell in Washington, DC. We were thinking about how last year kind of saw like this great rise of like pop-up stores, right? Mm-hmm. In like kind of locations. And I'm super pumped about kind of this brand new addition to the Washington, D.C. marketplace scene. So on September 20th, there's going to be a pop-up market, Brooklyn Exchange, on the Arts Walk at Monroe Street Market.
5 to 9 p.m.
5 to 9 p.m. Marcella, you have lined up over 40 vendors for this inaugural event. So can you break that down? Tell me who's going to be there. Who, what, where, when, why?
It's interesting because we've got actually quite a lot of fashion-related
folks really?
Coming. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Oftentimes, when I look at handmade stuff, I go, okay, where's the stuff for guys, right? Like, where's the men's gifts? So, in that vein, we have Brian Americus coming.
Ah.
So men's fashion, he makes tops and shirts and really interesting patterning on men's garments. We have Chris Carty. So he does handmade nylon bags.
Awesome. And he's Chris Carty. That's C-A-R-D-I. As now we all know how to spell Carty. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of... more bags. Stitch and Rivet, of course, is across the way
from
A Creative. So
yeah, Stitch and Rivet. We've actually had the founder, Katie Stack, on the podcast in the past. But yeah, just really beautiful.
What a boss lady.
Handmade, American-made leather goods.
Mm-hmm.
Stitch and Rivet.
More apparel. We have Glamorina. So this is athletic leisure wear. So it's all these different workout clothes for socially conscious women and working mothers. They're local.
I love that. I love the apparel aspect of this.
On the dude gift side of things, not just dudes, whatever. Bicycle Trash DC. So Bicycle Trash makes, they do upcycled different products made out of bicycle parts.
Yeah, I love these. They're very cool. Like, it's like a neat, like, there's a lot of like cool rubber.
Yeah. they are also making bags out of tires and other parts from a bicycle, I guess, like rubber flattened out from the bike tubes and stuff.
Love it. Just love a good upcycle. So if you guys want to look at like the full list, so there's a website going, it's Brooklyn, that's B-R-O-O-K-L-A-N-D Exchange. It's a splash that. Yeah, splashthat.com. And you can also follow along on Instagram. It's at Brooklyn Exchange.
We're rolling out all the vendors daily. So I think we're doing 1 to 3 vendors per day on Insta right now because we've got
this.
8 days until this event.
It's happening.
It's happening.
God.
So in addition to, you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's riff too, because we've got like, you've mentioned so far, you've mentioned like a lot of kind of individual vendors.
Yes.
There's also some collectives taking part too.
Yeah.
Do you want to hit on them?
Femme Fatale come in. They have a double booth.
Amazing.
So they're, Femme Fatale is currently on Wisconsin Avenue up in Tenley Town right now. They have moved like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, they're amazing. So we actually have had the shop owners on
Adriana.
Yeah, Adriana.
I
and
see.
Yes, and they are amazing. And they they're like kind of roving shop concept is actually kind of one of the things that came about, you know, in the last like year or two in terms
of
having like, you know, a temporary semi-permanent location.
They are a wonderful aggregate of female artists making all kinds of stuff. So they're going to bring kind of a curated selection of their current pop-up store.
I look forward to this double booth of theirs.
I don't know how many artists, but they will have a double booth. In addition to Femme Fatale, there are a couple participants of Femme Fatale that will have their own booth.
Oh, nice.
Veronica Melendez. She's Beryl Mellon. She's an illustrator.
Yes.
She's totally badass.
So yeah, she Vero Mellon, V-E-R-O-M-E-L-E-N, bigcartel.com is her website. And I saw her at DC Zine Fest, and she does these like really amazing, like also food related, kind of like
she does, illustration inspired by Latin food brands, which I just love.
It's great.
You see
like a La Morena can.
Yeah.
Pollo
Campero and like Goya and Jarritos.
Beautiful.
And it's awesome.
I love
stuff.
Her work. Yeah.
So let's see what else. Leda Black is of the Female Power Project. She's also femme fatale and has her own studio on the Arts Walk. So she'll be one of the vendors rolling up her roll top door.
So good. I love this. So, okay. So they're like tons of vendors. This is like a great lineup. And really, like, again, I think the name of the game for today is like diversification, right? So there's like, you can shop all different kinds of things. You can shop accessories and apparel and art and prints and
kid stuff
and zines and all these amazing things. Yep. My question for you is, how did this lineup come together?
Great question.
Please.
So
lay it on us.
This was an idea that I had brewing for the last couple years. Prior, I had been consumed with my last book, which released in November. So
you had your life back after that.
Yeah, I had my life back, and we had time to do cool stuff like this. Anyway, it's not only me. I've got a great team of volunteer, kind of a production team, right? Morgan Davis of Distinctly Created helped curate our vendors with
Wonderful.
Me. So she and I kind of spearheaded the vendor invites. Side note, for future Brooklyn Exchange editions, we will be doing an open call for vendors. This first one, we did it by invite only because we just wanted to fill our slots and get this thing going because it was more of a quick turnaround. But
yeah,
for future, we'll do an open call
That's
for those
great.
That are interested.
That's great to know.
So let's see. On the volunteer side, we have Jason Bowers, who is a creative here in D.C. He's going to be doing call for Volunteers Day of 5 to 9. There's going to be two shifts. The email for that is on our Instagram page. I don't remember it, but
well, good. Yeah, so that's good to know.
To be a volunteer,
you guys need volunteers for September 20th. So if anyone listening wants to take part, that's an easy in.
Totally. On the marketing and more visual side, we have Bradley Johnson, who is an artist himself.
Yes, what a great lineup of folks
so
helping you.
He has helped us with some small sponsorships, which has been great. To support our vendors, we're getting some free food for our vendors from Taquerian and Kava.
Oh,
which is cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. And so Bradley and Jason, who you just called out, they both, I feel like I know both of those folks because of their kind of past work with Kelly Tolles of Pow Wow DC. So like a big old mural.
Right. So those two dudes were integral
so
in the Powwow DC production. Yeah.
Yeah. So and that's great. So you've really got some, in Morgan Davis, just unbelievable kind of creative catalyst.
Totally.
And, distinctly creative is her project. Yeah. She's also been a past podcast guest.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I love all these people.
There's two more folks.
Yeah.
Bernadette Brandt and Kwok Tron. Kwok is our point person at Catholic U, which is right across the street.
Important.
So one of our goals is to really get some of these students over to the Arts Walk. I think there's about 2,000 undergrads over there. So their a cappella group is going to be performing our last hour of the event. So he has really helped kind of build that bridge with getting the word out about this event on campus.
So important.
And then Bernadette has been clutch to getting the website together and also our social.
Bless her.
Yes. She is amazing.
So I love that. So even, I mean, and it is so important. Thank you so much for name checking the people who kind of helped make it happen because
couldn't do without them.
I kind of don't care how this sounds. I'm just going to say it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So markets like this are so few and far between because, and I'm going to preface this with just like, again, I'm just going to like take this on a personal route. But I used to work on like a project that like supported makers for DC Gov. And it was one of the biggest things that we would kind of hear from people is like people needed more opportunities to sell their wares. Right. And when you kind of look at the mechanics of it, the reason that they don't exist is because if you're like already someone who's like having to like produce goods that you would then ultimately sell at said market, that alone is, as you know, a very, very full-time job.
It is.
And so the kind of mechanics behind putting an event like this together that at the end of the day is 4 hours of like actual event
time. That's what it boils down to.
Is weeks and months of planning, of marketing, of direct community outreach to, you know, the I the Catholic University community, you know, I think like we talk so much about DC, you know, people who are in DC, not even kind of knowing what is in DC and what is around. And it's because a lot of communities do exist that don't have like a direct tie. Like they're here from other places. That's not, I don't think of them as the majority. I think of, but they are like really important kind of economic catalysts that are kind of going untapped. So all of this is to say thank you and congratulations to your entire team.
We're creating, you know, we're laying the groundwork.
This is an immense amount of work.
It is. And we're confident that laying this groundwork will then lead to successful Brooklyn exchanges in the future.
Yeah,
so definitely follow us on Insta. You know, tell your friends, make your friends to apply, you know, next time we do this open call. And we are also interested in, you know, doing public art, and we have a stage, you know, so there's a performance element to it too. So not just for crafters and artists.
Yeah. Well, makers, I love it. And it sounds great. And again, it really does kind of sound like there's going to be something for everyone here at Brooklyn Exchange on September 20th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You know,
food, kids activities.
Love
we
it.
Have packaged food too. Choco Tenango.
Oh, and, yeah. Delicious. Yeah. Well, on behalf of all of us, thank you for all of the work that those 4 hours
my
have
pleasure.
And will continue to take. You know, really just congrats to your whole team, and thank you. Thank you for bringing us this wonderful shopping event. So listeners, everyone, please mark your calendars. September 20th on the Arts Walk at Monroe Street Market. You can find out all of the information at Brookland, Brookland, exchange.splashthat.com. You can follow at Brooklyn Exchange on Instagram. And you can follow along with founder Marcella Kriebel, you know, far beyond kind of her new mantle of indie craft show organizer. Marcella is in her own right an artist and a maker and illustrator and a cookbook author. So Marcella Kriebel, MarcellaKriebel.com. You can check her out there. You can shop her work there. You can follow along with her on social. Marcella, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been great catching up. And again, it's so interesting to kind of like hear the mechanics of how an opportunity like this kind of comes together. And I wish you
a multifaceted thing.
Wild and solid success on September 20th and good weather.
Right?
Yeah, the best.
Make sure the hurricane's not going to hit.
Should
us
be done by then.
So much, but
yeah.
Hopefully all residual weather will conclude.
Yes.
Before.
Perfect.
Thursday, September 20th.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
All right, guys. So that's it. Marcella, thank you again. Great to see you. And we will all see you September 20th. If you listened in, thanks. If you're listening now, if you're listening later, we appreciate you. You can expect Direct Message every single week. We'll be back next Wednesday live at 1 p.m. on fullserviceradio.org. But you can listen in anytime and on past episodes at fullserviceradio.org. Anytime. I'm butchering it over here.
No, you got this.
We're gonna finish strong, guys. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Creative DC. We're online at acreativedc.com. This project would not exist without perspective outside of our own, and we're so grateful to be able to take these weekly dives into the A Creative DC hashtag feed. Huge thanks for that to our partners at Full Service Radio. You can follow along with them at fullserviceradio.org, at Full Service Radio on Instagram, and at Full Service RDO on Twitter. Until next week, I'm Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with A Creative DC. Later, guys.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.